Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It is a special episode because I am broadcasting on a Saturday. It is July 13th, 2013. I am Molly McCord, your host. I am an author, astrologer, intuitive, oh, so many things. And I write and share with you a ton of information on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. And part of what I share fairly regularly with you are reviews about books that are amazing, that have good quality information, that are written by people who really have something to offer, to share. They want to empower you. They want to teach you. They have a lot to give. And I'm always delighted when I find more of these books. So I decided to do an impromptu show today about five books that I think are worthy of your time, up to you, of course, but I just want to share and let you know that they are out there so that if you need anything for summer travel or you're just looking for something new right now, one or many of these books might be enjoyable to you. I have to do a full disclosure. The authors don't know that I'm doing this show, and I am not receiving any compensation based on whether or not you purchase a book or not. It's just all something I'm sharing, because when I do this radio show, for me, it's a platform for connecting with friends, you, connecting with people of like mind. And so I share with you anything I would share in conversations with any of my friends. So I just want to let you know that there is no salesy marketing thing going on here. I'm just sharing what I'm excited about. However, I do have one confession, which is that I do want to share with you that my own book became an Amazon bestseller because of you, and I'm grateful, humbled, and excited by that achievement. It reached number one in spiritual self-help, and number one in memoirs, adventurers, and explorers. It's called The Art of Trapeze, One Woman's Journey of Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening. And it is essentially a journey about coming to understand the full power of our lives and the what I would call a formula for moving through life, which is taking those leaps of faith, surrendering as you go, and arriving at a new level of consciousness as a result. So I am throwing my book out there because I'm receiving amazing feedback, and it's actually a little bit bashful for me to promote myself, but I just have to do it and let you know that the book is out there, and it's actually on sale for $2.99 right now. It's regularly $9.99. It's just an introductory price. It will go back to regular price, but I just wanted to let you know that if you're looking for a book or if you're curious and you want to move to Paris, you can do that for $2.99. So that's my book. But I don't want to talk about my book. I want to talk about all these other wonderful books that people are creating and offering. I'm going to start with one that I came across recently. It is a very, how do I describe it? It's simple, it's to the point, it's empowering, it's concise, and it's good. It's called The Galaxy Healer's Guide, and it is by Lloyd Matthew Thompson, The Galaxy Healer's Guide, and it is about working with energy and how to do that. Lloyd talks about different energy points, specifically the chakras. He talks about working with energy in your aura. He explains and gives you some different techniques and methods to practice with to get a feel for it. Literally get a feel for working with the energy, such as what does it feel like to hold a ball of energy in your hands? That's one technique he offers. And then he goes into a lot of different examples and ways that you can work with energy in your unique way. That's one of the messages of this book that I strongly resonated with, is that it's about empowering you to figure out what works for you and to trust yourself, to know what you like, to know what it feels like, to know how working with energy is effective for you. And then it talks about ways that you can work with your own energy and how it's a part of the galaxy, how you are a beautiful creation of divine source energy, and that being connected to that gives you unlimited potential. So this book is great to read. It's not too long, but it's quality. Again, it's called The Galaxy Healer's Guide. I got this one on my Kindle because I'm a Kindle person, and I like that I can reference books a few times on my Kindle easily. Everything's all together, and maybe that's the same for you on your iPad, Nook, your phone. That's the great thing about ebooks these days is that they can be with us all the time. So The Galaxy Healer's Guide by Lloyd Matthew Thompson, wonderful book. Lloyd also has other books written about the chakras that are fiction, fictional stories about the chakra energy. So check out his page on Amazon, because if you want to learn more about chakras and if you want to hear a story around them, you might enjoy what he offers. In fact, he's written 3 books so far, and they are all together in one book called The Energy Anthology. So I recommend that. 2 thumbs up if you are looking for more understanding around energy. And what's so great about this is that you don't have to be a professional or a healer, a Reiki master, a guru. This is just for you to get an idea of how to work with what it means. And you don't have to go through a lot of training, but you can just start with this information and go from there. Now, on that note of working with energy, the next book that I think is really special, it's magnificent, is by Lois Wetzel. And Lois was just on the radio show a few days ago, and maybe you heard that interview, but we mentioned her book, and this one is called Edina, Energy Medicine from the Stars, Shamanism for the 21st Century. And Edina is essentially working with energy at a higher cosmic level. And in this book, she talks about how she received the guidance to develop this healing practice and the stories that are involved in terms of the galactic beings that visited her, how the practice goes, the initiation. She talks in this book about how you can initiate a friend to do this work. You can't initiate on yourself, but if you have a friend who is interested in the energy work as well, then the two of you could trade, right? And they could initiate you. So Lois offers a lot of good information about this cosmic energy and essentially opens you up to receiving this energy as well. Isn't that fabulous that right now you can connect to this energy wherever you are, anywhere on the globe, through a book. That excites me. That's why I'm excited to share this one. Lois has been on a spiritual journey for many decades, and she has been a shaman, and this is her contribution and a forecast, if you will, of shamanism for the next century and how energy work is moving forward and the potential path it could take. So if you're interested in developing your energy practice, or maybe just learning more, maybe you're curious, I recommend Edina, Energy Medicine from the Stars. This is on Amazon. It is an ebook and it is a paperback. So if you aren't someone who's drawn to ebooks and you want to really hold something in your hands, that is a choice with this book. I think she just released the paperback, actually. So that is a great option. Now, the next book I have to share with you is a fiction. It's a fictional story. The book is called The Flaming Serpent. The Flaming Serpent. And I apologize, I'm going to butcher her name, but it's Ain Armour. The first name, A-I-N-E. It's Celtic. And the last name, A-R-M-O-U-R. This book is from, I believe it came out in 2007. And I first read it in 2008. I read it again a few years later. I think there are beautiful layers of energy within this book. So let me tell you what it's about. It's about a woman who goes to a beautiful place in Ireland to live. And she has this cottage that is near a cliff. And while she's there, she runs into people who feel familiar to her, that she recognizes on some level. She also experiences visitors from different energy sources who are like her spirit guides, if you will. She is there in this cottage to write, to record her life. And as she's there in this special place, she is opened up to the greater story around her soul's history. She meets other people that she's known in other lifetimes, and particularly one man. Now, if you have had a connection to a soulmate in this lifetime, you might really resonate with this. It talks about how she comes in contact with this gentleman who is married with children, and she recognized him at a soul level. And she's almost, I would say, magnetized to him because she's trying to understand what this connection is. And it's through different dream states that the full story about their connection is revealed to her. This book I found incredibly comforting when I was moving through some soulmate twin flame stuff. And this book is a lovely tale about the world of the Druids and the different experiences we have had on soul levels, the different relationships. There are more characters in this book. I think there's actually 5 main characters, and they have this overlapping soul history. And I don't want to give any more away, so I'm not going to reveal it all, but it's called The Flaming Serpent. You can get it on Amazon. In fact, I think that's the only place I've seen it. It is only in paperback or hardcover. I have not seen it as an ebook yet. But it's about beings who carried the true teachings and what happened with those teachings through various incarnations. It includes magical tribes and different symbology and all kinds of layers of things. So if you're really drawn to druids, or Irish legends, if you're interested in just the mystical element of this type of story, you might resonate with The Flaming Serpent. And it's probably a book I will read again because it came into my life at a time when I was really looking for certain understandings. I think that's why I'm motivated to share this book with you, because I know there are many people who are looking for understandings around relationships, and you could find that there are some overlapping truths here for you as well. So if you're interested at all, check that out, The Flaming Serpent. It is a self-published book, and it's pretty well done. You know, it's pretty well done. So that's what I got to say, two thumbs up about that one. So we've covered the Galaxy Healer's Guide, Edina, Energy Medicine from the Stars, The Flaming Serpent, and now there's another book that I found fabulous on many levels. It's called The Book of Transformation by Lisa Beretta. The Book of Transformation, Open Yourself to Psychic Evolution, The Rebirth of the World, and the Empowering Shift Pioneered by the Indigos. If you are an indigo, run, don't walk to this book. It's great. I have indigo in me, and I strongly resonated with many of the teachings that Lisa shares. Lisa is an astrologer, an intuitive counselor, a Reiki practitioner, and she's an author. She has a diverse background, and she brings that into this book. There are so many elements to this book. It's the type that you might find yourself referencing again and again as a resource guide, because she incorporates so many different elements of spirituality and the holistic viewpoint of awakening. She talks about chakras. She talks about different colors and what they mean. She talks about numbers and the symbology of numbers. So, for example, if you cross paths with, say, 222, that is a reset code. She talks about what those mean, those numbers. She talks about psychic senses and how we are quickening to the connections through our psychic senses, right? Can you relate to that? Where life isn't just quicker in a calendar sense, but life is just speeding up so much that when you think of something, it appears. When you want something, it happens. When you're feeling something, that emotion moves through you. She talks about rebirth and the rebirthing process, the pains of that, the physical symptoms, how we're activating our third eye, our psychic vision. But ultimately, we're just letting go of so much, letting go of the fears and insecurities, returning to the new era of human experience. She calls it the birth of the Homo sapiens. She talks about indigos and how indigos are here with very special work to do, which is essentially changing dynamics, creating revolutions on various scales to move humanity forward. She talks about ways to keep your vibration high and what it means to live from that experience. In the Book of Transformation, Lisa also talks about indigos, crystals, and rainbow children. So if you have children who are special, sensitive, require a little bit more, they are probably part of the rainbow children group, and she has some insights about that. She talks about helpers, healers, teachers, different frequencies, your physical body, and on, you can see that there's a lot in this one book. And it's why it is a beautiful offering and why I'm excited to share it. She also touches on UFOs and extraterrestrials. She talks about the new experiences on Earth, meaning healthcare, politics, environmentalism, technology. You know, she really brings it all together. So there's a lot in this one book. It, like I said, you probably will reference it or want to come back to it it could be a book you read and then you say, oh, well, I need to share this with my friend who's asking about, you know, something that is mentioned in the book. There's just a lot of layers to it. So check that out. That is The Book of Transformation by Lisa Beretta. I have gone through 5 books, and I am going to, you know what, I'm just going to keep going because I have a few more that I just love. If you're looking for more books, more than I can share right now, go to the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and click on the right-hand side, Conscious Books, under Categories. And that's where I write up all kinds of different reviews on a variety of books. I include some astrology books. I include some lesser-known books, which actually I like to find. There are a lot of authors who are self-publishing, and they don't know where to go in terms of marketing and everything. So when I find a really quality book, I like to share it with you because I believe that that's part of the service, is that there are people who are looking for information, and if you can be the connection point, you know, that is the service that's offered. So I'm so excited to share all of these types of books with you. In terms of astrology books, if you haven't heard this one before, he's been on the show, Rick DiClemente's The Exquisite Zodiac. You do not need to be an astrologer to read this book. It's about the archetypes, and it's about recognizing yourself in multiple archetypes to understand yourself better, to know that you are multiple layers of energy and that it shows through in your astrology chart, just as it shows through in the archetypes. So I recommend that book, The Exquisite Zodiac by Rick. He also has a new YouTube channel, which I also recommend because he's a great speaker, he's very engaging, easy to watch, good stuff there. Now, the other author I want to share with you, since there's just a few minutes left of the show, is her name is Florence Scovel Shin. Florence Scovel, S-C-O-V-E-L, Shin, S-H-I-N-N. She is one of the originators of intention and affirmation. She was a leader in the New Thought movement in the 1920s. And she was one of the first pioneers who shared the importance of thoughts, spoken words, the cycles of success, and actually introduced the law of attraction as an energetic concept. Florence Scovel Shin is groundbreaking, and she wrote many books about these ideas and these concepts. One was originally self-published in 1925. Self-published in 1925. Give her a standing ovation, right? And she continued to write and reveal more of her real-life examples about the law of attraction, the power of thought, and creating the life you want. And she, let's see, I'm trying to think how many books she has. She has at least 4 out, but they're all together in various anthologies and collections. And so you can find on Amazon a collection of all of her books together. There is The Game of Life and How to Play It, The Secret Door to Success, The Power of the Spoken Word, and Your Word is Your Wand. Florence wrote much in her time, and I find that her wisdom is timeless. And in fact, it's a lot of the same information that modern-day teachers, healers, messengers are also validating and saying. But she also has some lovely poems and just a lovely way with words. So I recommend Florence Scovel Shin, S-H-I-N-N, and her work because, like I said, it's timeless. And she inspired Louise Hay of Hay House, just so you know how foundational her work is. So check her out. I don't have her on the Blog Talk Radio slideshow. They actually only gave me 5 images to show at a time, but I strongly recommend her work as well. So I hope this has been helpful, that you've gotten some good places to go. When you're on Amazon, and I'm assuming Amazon only because I'm online too, but also look in your bookstores, of course. And when you're on Amazon, check out below the book description other books that people have read who have purchased that book. So, for example, if you buy the Book of Transformation, below that you'll see other books that might interest you as well. I'm going to do another one of these shows later in the summer. I have my Kindle loaded up with some awesome finds, and I will share those with you. To be honest, I don't share everything. Not every book is amazing, but there are a lot of really quality books out there, and those are the ones that I want to make sure that you are aware of and connected to so that it can potentially be just the right message for you right now. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can hear the show on iTunes. You can find it in the iTunes archives. There are over 70 episodes available. It's all free. You can download onto your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod, anywhere that you need to take something inspiring with you. Thanks so much, and I hope you'll join me live every Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. On the next show, I'm going to share with you the current astrological energies of July. They're powerful, very powerful. And we're going to do a free meditation together. Then the following week, I'm going to talk about the different types of consciousness. Now, I intentionally use the word type instead of levels, because when we say different levels of consciousness, we can go into hierarchical understanding. But this is about the different types, because every type of consciousness has value and purpose, or else it wouldn't exist. So I'm going to share with you specifically five different types of consciousness and talk about how they overlap in our lives. We are never just one complete version of one type of consciousness. We're multiple layers. So I'm going to talk about that and hopefully give you some insights about yourself and different areas of your life. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you on Wednesday. Namaste, friends. Bye-bye.